Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of freedom from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain.
We got a lot of good news today.
We do, yeah.
Republicans stormed through the elections.
I don't know if that's good news.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest in the studio today.
Do.
You know, everybody knows that Gun for Hire sponsors 10-year-old Cheyenne Roberts, the right-hand shooter down in South Jersey.
So we needed a left-hand shooter.
We needed a left-handed shooter. So we found... Would you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sophia Newport, and I'm the new sponsor for Gun for Hire.
Yes, she's 15 years old. And she is taking a ton of classes, chaperoned by a family member who's also taking a ton of classes. And he needed an excuse to take them all again.
I see.
So he signed his daughter up so he could be there with her and took them all again. And guess what we found out? She was a better shot than almost everybody in the class.
Well, you know, that's not surprising based on statistics, right?
So we decided to sponsor her. So far, it's been a very small sponsorship, just some shirts and some other stuff, but it's going to start to grow.
Are you buying a Winnebago for her?
Not yet, but it's on the list.
Okay.
Yes, and a Gulfstream.
And a Gulfstream?
So, yeah, so she,
stick
you know.
With me, kid. I'll get you a lot of stuff.
So how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
And tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in the competition world right now.
Well, I started taking competitions over the summer, and I started with just Steel Challenge, but then we noticed there was USPSA, and we had taken the urban courses here, so we thought that would be a good transition from doing tactical stuff in classes, and we could use that in competitions. So we really started to like USPSA. And then we've just been going forward with that. I went to the PA States for a Steel Challenge around 2 weekends ago.
And you wiped him up.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a really awesome experience. I met a lot of new shooters, and everyone's welcome to like give feedback, and I learned a lot from just going to the competitions.
Isn't it a great fraternity?
Yeah, everyone's so helpful, giving in new details. Just like everyone wants to make everyone else better. So.
And it's not condescending. Where like, oh, let me help the 15-year-old girl,
you know,
because she's a girl. It's not like that. It's professional.
Yeah.
Input from people where they talk to you about equipment selection and they're watching what you're doing, constructive criticism, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Pretty cool. And it's amazing how the other competitors don't feel threatened by you, even though you stand a chance at your age of crushing them. But it's just a part. I used to compete in the late 70s, early 80s. And then I got to a point where the vision starts to go and I just couldn't keep up with the scores and everything. And
was it muskets back then?
We had muskets, yes. And I decided, you know, plus life gets in the way. You know, you have other things that happen. And, you know, I wasn't making money doing it. So I just bowed out gracefully. Mm-hmm. But I talked for years about how the fraternity is in shooting. You see it when you go to the range, how people are so helpful. And aren't you helpful? Aren't you willing to let people?
Yeah, everyone gives helpful details. I mean, with the courses, you always notice like someone looking at your gear and you look at other people's gear and just to see what works for them and if that could work for you as well. So it's just really back and forth giving.
So how do you like that pressure when you go up to the starting line and you know they have the timer over your ear?
It's stressful. I mean, my first competition, I was shaking, but I've grown to really like it. It's such a The adrenaline is awesome, and you just got to try and get better each time. So
and you're just pushing it. I mean, you've been doing really well. You had some problems with your Glock 34?
Yeah, last weekend. It was our first time it actually being, like, it was like 40 degrees, 35, and it was just, I think it was just a little problem with, it was a little dirty, and it just caused, like, a series of problems just with all the conditions.
You know, for our listeners, too, when the temperature starts to dip low, the viscosity of your lubricant changes, and it can slow the cycle speed of the slide and everything else down too. So you always have to look.
What do you suggest with that? Then?
Well, what are you using?
Yeah,
right now?
We just switched to over this week because I have a USPSA competition this Sunday. We switched to Frog Lube.
Frog Lube, yes.
Oh. It has a really nice smell, so it's nice.
They didn't
have
Frog Lube.
Is that made from real frogs? Or?
I have no idea.
When I competed, it was Brake Free. CLP Brake Free was the miracle lubricant for your gun. See, now it's Frog Lube, and I've never used it. And now we have it in the back, and after the show, I'm going to go smell it. because yeah, she says it smells so good.
You can use it apparently for lip balm as well.
So. Really?
Yeah. Also, it's that bio-friendly.
Very
that's
versatile.
Cool. The stuff we use, that's the half the reason why I am the way I am today. Because it killed a lot of brain cells.
A lot of synapses not closing.
But so that could happen. The other thing is when you're nervous too, just you got to be careful that you might be limp wristing the gun a little bit.
Yeah, I noticed that was a big problem for me for a little while. But I went practicing on Thursday just to test out the gun again for Sunday. And of course, everything worked perfectly. So
see, people don't realize that, you know, any type of competition is great to simulate what could happen in real life because, right. like she says, the adrenaline pump, and she was shaking the first match. Well, if something was to happen in your house, like down in Mercer County, these home invasions and stuff, that's what's going to happen times 100.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, you realize you get auditory exclusion, you get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they want you to show clear physically at the end because people forget. Like you can holster a loaded gun and walk off the firing line because you're so pumped up. And that's why they have to stand so close to and walk behind you because everybody's in that moment. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting used to it, which is nice. Yeah. It has a narcotic effect. You get used to it and you like it.
Yeah. It's,
right?
It's addicting, you know. It's awesome to just
like
get up on the line. Yeah.
You get up on the line, even if you get yelled at. You
right,
know, it's,
doesn't
even
matter.
Even if you hit a good guy or something, it's like, all right, next time I'll do better. But it just has that effect on you.
Yeah.
And we're proud to sponsor you because I'm all about breaking stereotypes. I'm all about... introducing every spectrum of people to shoot and to have a 15-year-old female who's good in school and, you know, this is what we want to help break the story. And you see how many women compete now when you're out in the competitions.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. It's crazy.
Were you surprised to see that? Or did you expect to see a lot of women?
I hadn't known many shooters that were women, but then I noticed Tori Nonaka and then I just...
Top Gun Tori.
Exactly. Mm. And then... I've been noticing I met this girl, Chloe, at the PA competition, and she's an excellent shooter. And to see someone else my age, like, doing that, and she's crazy good at shooting, it was, really a good inspiration. Like, you know, like, I can do this, too. So it's a good experience.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we're going to be having a meeting with Sophia and Jimmy, and we're going to be doing some stuff with her with guns and... clinics in Port Time and stuff like that because we want her to get up there. We want her. She's in representing North Jersey, Cheyenne, 5 years younger than you, representing South Jersey. Who knows? You guys might end up shooting against each other and with each other in some team competitions. You know, I think it's great. Dan and Cheyenne are going to be on in a few weeks to discuss what she's been doing. She's been traveling and shooting. She shot the Brownells 3-gun match and everything, and he posted on her Facebook page a lot of pictures where the older women, and that, by older, I mean from 18 years old to 38, because Cheyenne is 10.
Yeah.
So for the older women that are listening, don't take it personally. You're an older woman compared to Cheyenne. But everybody took her into the fold and helped her and everything. And she was most improved shooter at the 3-gun, and she won a gun. She won an AR-15.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So you'll be there as well. I mean, you're just, how new to this now in the competitive world, other than our urban class? Is here
in the competitive world. I just started a couple months ago, but I've been shooting at Gunfire the first pistols class I took last November actually. Yeah, so we're just hitting the 1-year mark,
almost half her life. So what's your favorite platform to shoot? What do you like?
I love the Glock 19, but I've been switching over to the Glock 34 because it's just overall a better competition gun. And we switched the sights to Dawson, I think, and they are really cool. They practically light up because they absorb all the light, so it's really awesome. And I just got a race holster from the 34, so
nice.
I tried that last Sunday, and it was awesome to use.
Now, Sophia will have a page. Just Cheyenne has a page on the Gun for Hire website. Sophia will have a page within the next 2 weeks. But right now, she has a Facebook page. What's a Facebook page?
It's Sophia Newport. It's Sophia Newport Steel, I think, if you do like www.facebook.com/Sophia Newport Steel.
So look her up and check her out. Now, what are your plans for the future? You're going to be traveling all over the tri-state area and knocking them dead? Steel
Hopefully,
matches?
Yeah.
What about the AR?
I don't know. I think we're going to stick with our pistol carbines for now.
Very nice. Hold on. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more.
We got the kind of power that only comes from taking back what's ours.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric has his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you get a chance, I want you to stop by his office in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Mention Gun for Hire Radio. If you don't live in the area, please share this information with friends or family and support those who support us. Some new swag at Gun for Hire. We have a Gun for Hire shot glass now.
Nice.
It's a whopping $5.
Wow.
Okay, they're in the store and they're available online. Sophia, that's yours.
Oh,
okay, see how I'll
you
break
wait,
it.
You know, 3 years to use it. do shots of apple juice
before
yeah.
the show. Yes.
Before the show.
Yeah. The other thing is, everybody's into collecting morale patches. You're
yeah.
familiar with morale patches.
I am not.
The morale patches come with a sewing Velcro patch, or you can put it on your hat, put it on your jacket, put it on your range bag, any Molly bag or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we have
right
ours
there.
On our range bag.
So, oh,
cool.
So we have a morale patch Gun for Hire. We have a red Build-A-Bear. We have a tan Build-A-Bear. And you know how Nike has a swoosh? You know, Gun for
yeah.
Hire has a swoosh now.
Well, that's more of a
that's
dead
our
eye
new gun.
In a pool
it's
of
a
blood.
Gun. You don't, if you don't know what it is, though, you wouldn't
huh.
know that.
No, you really
we
wouldn't.
We have a Gun for Hire swoosh. These are like a whopping $3 or $4. They're on the website, and they're available in the store also.
Very
here,
nice.
Sophia, these are for you, too.
Thank you.
Now, what do you do with those things again?
Billy, would you show Sandy, please? I mean,
we have
Sophia.
Velcro on our bag, and we just have all this.
Oh, and you just stick them right on.
Yeah.
But it comes with a sewable male Velcro bag, so
you, oh, so
you want to sew the
sew it on and
if
then
not,
stick it on.
You just strip it off and stick it on. See,
well,
he has
nice.
One already.
Wow.
Now she has 4 more for her
yay.
Bag. See,
collection.
Gave them away. Now, let me talk a little bit about the other end of the spectrum, Sophia. I did a trade show at Montclair State College on Thursday night. And we were the most popular vendor at this trade show promoting firearm safety and everything. And we got the stink eye from a lot of people because it's guns.
I can imagine.
And we gave away a goodie bag full of free range passes, free rentals, flashlights, bottle openers. I mean,
wow.
you name it, whistles. And this, because it was a wedding show, we did a garter belt with a gun thing,
oh,
you know,
very nice.
For a wedding
yeah.
show. So, you know, us gun people, we tend to be very tolerant. So after the show, I come outside and my SRT8 Charger is wrapped Gun for Hire, and one of the goodie bags is under my windshield, and next to it is this note that says banned guns and 3 huge spits on my windshield.
Oh.
3 huge
so the
somebody
folks that
on my windshield.
Complain about diversity and things like that, and diversity of thought and diversity
and tolerance.
And not to be mean, because you could don't ever be mean. Spit on your windshield and left
three
guns.
Big loogies on my windshield.
Sweet.
Banned guns and the freebie thing. Instead of just not taking
right.
it, you know,
right.
they came up to
was
our
it,
booth.
Did they take the stuff out of it?
No, everything's still in here.
Oh, everything was
I
still
checked,
in.
Yeah,
oh.
which is good because yeah. they wouldn't want them to have it anyway.
Right.
But they did that, and then they banned guns and spit on my windshield. Now, if someone told me they were vehemently anti-gun, I'm not going to go outside and key scratch their car. I don't right. care. That's their prerogative.
I'm
that, this is America.
They didn't do any more than that, too.
I had my Phoenix flashlight. As soon as I saw what it was, I got out of the car and I walked around the whole thing, made sure there wasn't nails under the tires. I made sure I didn't get any key scratches. I made sure. So here's what I'm putting that over there on the floor.
Nice.
So that's nice. The tolerant people.
Yes.
Can't we all get along as long as it's under my terms?
Exactly.
Right. Now, let's talk about that angle. Your friends, families, people in school, how receptive are they? What kind of crap are you getting?
Well, I was very cautious. I mean, for almost 10 months, I told absolutely no one just because living in New Jersey.
Because you live in New Jersey.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to be cautious with because everyone has such strong opinions. But, I mean, I've noticed people at school, they come up to me and they hear that I shoot. They've seen my page on Facebook. And so far, I've had no negative comments, which really surprised me because I live in New Jersey. But I've gotten just, like, cool comments. They're excited for me, you know, getting sponsored and everything. And
this used to be the norm. I mean, in Anthony and my day, this and your dad's day, this used to be the norm.
Yeah.
Where you could really, I mean, we talked often about how when we were kids, I took my first firearms training with the PAL, the Police Athletic League. And we used to literally walk up the street with a .22 rifle over our shoulder and go down to the dump and shoot rats.
It was a musket for him then.
It was a musket also.
My turn.
Yes.
But so that's really good. But, you know, what could end up happening is to some of the parents, when they find out, they might their kids might not be allowed at your house or something.
What about
something,
the school?
You know?
Have you gotten any pushback from the school?
Well, I haven't mentioned it
all
to
right,
the
good.
School.
But with the Facebook page, because they usually like to, you know, snoop in.
Yeah, well, I try to keep everything separate. I mean, I have my own personal Facebook, and, you know, I don't relate anything to guns on my page just for
perfect.
Precaution.
Very good. Okay, yeah.
But I get to express everything I want to about guns on my page, so it's a good release
which
to be able
good.
To talk about it.
Her Facebook page is great. She's got great pictures. I saw with her a competition holster the other day. A lot of videos get posted, and I'm really proud of her because she's not breaking under pressure. She's going up and she's knocking everything down, which is good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. I mean, you can come here and stand in a port and hit the same bullseye 100 times,
right.
But as soon as I put that timer over your shoulder and go, shooter ready?
Yeah.
A good friend of mine who's passed away in a motorcycle accident many years ago, he went up to the firing line and getting ready and then realized that he didn't load any of his magazines.
No way.
And he turned back to us and he just shrugged his shoulders. You know, we laughed about it all day, but that's what happens. You get into this mode, you know.
Sure.
It's like, oh my God, you tunnel vision.
Right.
Exactly.
You see it.
Right.
You just have that.
Right.
We tell people if you cut the bottom of a styrofoam coffee cup out and put the large end over your eyes, that's what you basically see, right?
Yeah.
When you're shooting a Hogan's Alley or you're shooting anything like that or in knockdown steel, you see nothing of what. That's why you have to have an RO over your shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody give you crap for being wrong-handed?
No, okay. They get surprised every once in a while. I notice comments on my Facebook page like, "Oh, she's a lefty," but, you know, even at the range officers, they just go like, oh, here comes the lefties, because me and my dad are both lefties.
That's good, though. Phil Mickelson, you know, number 2 to 3 ranked golfer in the world, he's lefty. You know, so you'll do fine. There's been lefty shooters before. It's just a little more challenges for lefties. The good thing is sometimes courses are designed to penalize righties.
Yeah.
You know, moving and shooting courses. Right.
So I use that as an advantage.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly. And it probably will lean towards you a little more overall because most of the courses, because 83% of the population is righty.
Yeah.
So I would design the course to make it hard for a righty, not even thinking about the 17% population.
Right.
You know, and you're probably even a smaller minority in the shooting sports. It's probably like 2%.
Yeah.
That are lefties.
Because all the firearms are made for right-handed shooters.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah,
so
we've had a couple troubles with those. I mean, with our Beretta CX4, it's awesome because you can switch everything over for left-hand.
Right, yeah, because it's ambidextrous.
Exactly.
You can do either way, which is kind of nice.
So that's really handy for us.
And P90's the same way.
Yeah.
It's completely ambidextrous. There used to be a company years ago that made a 1911 that was a Rand, it was called. It was complete mirror image of a regular 1911.
Really?
It was Lefty. Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
They made compact officer's model, compact, and a full size.
And they stopped making it?
They only made them for 2 or 3 years. Oh. And we, when they came out and the gun store used to hang out as a kid, we made fun of them. And they were selling back then for like $250. Now they're on GunBroker for $20,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I went to a Lethal Force Institute in the early 90s in Concord, New Hampshire, and one of the range officers had a Colt right-handed 45 and a Rand left-handed 45 on his left side.
How
so
cool.
He had two mirror image guns. You want to talk about, for lack of a better term, you want to talk about badass?
Yeah.
You know, I was like in my late 20s, early 30s, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe what I'm looking at here. I want, but yeah. It was too late. They stopped making them after that. So I blew it. So you run 9mm.
Yes.
And what's your favorite color for when we start wrapping your stuff? We got to start thinking about that.
I've been going with the black and red lately.
That's a good color.
Very yeah.
Good. Good color combo.
Yeah.
His ears perked up.
And what would your advice be? We have listeners that have kids. We have listeners that have kids who maybe, you know, they want to get into shooting maybe casually, or they want to get into shooting competitively eventually. Any advice you could share? Because you're definitely in a different genre than the rest of us.
I mean, it's always scary coming to your first competition or coming to the range for the first time. But, I mean, after you meet everybody and you, like, start seeing people more than once, you know, like, it's just a community where you can help each other out and learn. So I love the competitions as well. And so it's just very fun. Yeah.
All of the old school attitudes are dying out like dinosaurs, because it used to be such a cliquey thing, because I had belonged to many ranges, and most ranges, there would always be 10 or 15 members who thought it was a private club like Augusta or right. something, you know, and it was their job to make all the associate members feel uncomfortable. So like you wouldn't go.
Yeah.
And
especially in little group competitions.
Correct. And I see that almost gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I haven't noticed that here at all.
That's good. It's
changing. I think the old timers are kind of they're going by the wayside and they're not showing up anymore. Yeah. We used to talk about the old boys club.
Correct. And I'm talking about me as a 25-year-old male.
Right.
I would feel that way.
Yeah.
If 30 years ago, if that was you as a 15-year-old female, I mean, they would chew her up and spit her out.
Oh, yeah.
They'd
yeah.
be like, what do you go get us coffee or
right.
something? You
sure.
know, they'd make you feel, yeah. you know, they would make you feel horrible. Like, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be home knitting or something? You
Until
know, they would
saw
say
her
that.
Shoot.
Correct. That's why they wouldn't want her to
changes.
Shoot, because
yes.
they'd be afraid.
All right, we're coming right back.
Yeah, don't go. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe
in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by MontvilleOffice.com. Montville Executive Suites. Ron Sousa was here the other night with his buddy.
He's here again today. I just bumped into him. Yeah, he's got his nephew with him today.
Oh, yeah, he's here a lot. So Montville Executive Suites. So Ron Sousa goes to REI Outfitters on Route 10 to buy something in East Hanover, and he takes out his credit card, and the girl at the retail counter goes, "Are you Ron Sousa from Gun for Hire Radio?" She says to him, "I'm honored to meet you." He goes, "You're honored to meet me? For what?" But unbelievable. Young girl, I listen to Gun for Hire Radio every week. I hear him talking about you all the time. I've heard you on the show. She's asking, "How's Luna, his dog, and the whole thing?" That's funny.
That's pretty good.
But so Montville Executive Suites is in Montville, New Jersey. The website is montvilleoffice.com. And Ron wanted us to know that it features 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving and forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit MontvilleOffice.com or call 973-575-6080. You ever go into Starbucks and see those people working there with their laptops and everything? You ever see them? We're trying to get those losers into Montville Executive Suites. That's what we're trying to do. Because could you imagine if that's where you ran your business? How professional does that look? Oh, you meet me at 123 Main Street.
I have to meet my attorney at Starbucks.
I'm like, this looks like a coffee shop. And then I walk in and there you are sitting there with your business suit on and your laptop out and everything. You can't come across as being successful.
And a mochaccino on your tie.
You can't really be successful and the lady next to you talking loudly on her phone or something. So that's not going to work. So your family and everybody is into it. Are you guys are reloading? Are you reloading?
Yeah, we're reloading with a Dillon machine.
Are you pulling the handle?
My dad usually does all the handles, but I do the checks with measuring how long the bullet is and doing the check and fitting it in the barrel.
Because a Dillon will spit a handgun ammo out at a very rapid pace.
Yeah,
but you will shoot it at a much faster pace.
That's always the case.
When I competed, I had two Dillon 650s. I had one in 45 and one in 38.
Two of them, really?
I had two. Well, but instead of changing the carriers, Charlie
just
has
get
both
two.
Now.
Yeah. Oh.
Better to get to.
When you do the math, it's better to have two 650s. And if you got someone like her who's consuming ammo like popcorn, you can pretty much set it and forget it.
Yes.
Right. It's almost to that point,
Wow.
But obviously, I commend them that she goes back and she checks the overall lens and she makes sure that they're crimped properly and everything because you're only as good as your equipment and your gear, and she can get failures to feed, failure to eject, and if the brass starts to get too old, it'll start splitting.
Mm-hmm.
You can only reload it. You got to keep count of how many times you're reloading. I don't know what the norm is now.
We've heard just to go around six times, but
It's about with shotgun too. You just
because then they start to split. The cases start to get weak and they start to split on you.
Yeah. We noticed with the competitions, other people reload and then we'll pick up their brass by accident. And then, we didn't know how many times they used it and we'll get a split.
Are you making custom loads now, or are you just, is it a standard?
We've started with using Tight Group. I mean, we'd had 3.9 grains, I think, but now we've noticed with the cold weather, we need a little bit more oomph for our gun to get it to cycle, so I think we switched to 4.1.
Got to find that happy medium, because she's got to have enough power to knock down the steel, but she doesn't want to have too much power where the recoil is just affecting her recovery time.
Yeah.
Forget about punishment. She can handle the recoil. The problem is the higher the muzzle flip, the longer to get back down onto your intended target. So it's you're trying to constantly find that medium all the time. If you load it like we call a sissy load, then the steel will just laugh at you when you hit it. Unless you hit it high, it's not going to knock over. And if she gets a deflecting hit or a low hit on the steel, she's got to have enough knockdown power where it's going to go down. So. Yeah.
So in steel, I've never shot steel. In steel, you have to knock the target over?
Well, with steel, challenge, you just have to hit the target, but then there's also knockdown steel where you have to sit at like I think around 30 targets and you just have to knock them all down as fast as you can.
Oh, okay.
But when I used to compete, this was before there was IPSC, USPSA, and IDPA. We had a casual, you know, defensive matches, and we used to use a silhouette steel, like the chickens and the boars, you know, and
those
the rams.
Cool.
And so they're heavier or bigger or whatever. And a lot of times they would take like the really small ones, our little red circle, and that would stop your time. Like, you'd have to keep shooting until you hit that,
knock that
red one down.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, the time would, and they divide your time by your score. You want to talk about pressure?
Yeah.
You know, I got to hit this thing. It's the size of a silver dollar, and it's 20 yards away. You'd see guys go through seven magazines, and then finally just give up. And they did a DNF, did not finish, you know, and they just walk away.
And they probably blew the course away, and they couldn't shoot the damn circle.
That happens sometimes. So, yeah. Most steel challenge, though, they don't want to knock it down because they want to keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Yeah,
they want to
takes
keep
a long
moving.
Time
because you
to
have
get
to reset the targets. And
correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. So we do stuff. Have you been to our Easton facility?
Yeah, we have. We did the Ultimate Urban there.
Oh, okay. Now we're doing in Sparta. We have a quarry.
Oh yeah, I heard.
25 miles away in Sparta, we ran a few classes there. We're going to be running some more higher level classes up there too, outside, and then we do the indoor stuff too. But she's taking. Many classes here, late Sunday nights, right? Still, you do good in school, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm just a little tired the next day, but, you know.
Yep. Again, if you were, anybody listening, if you're ever involved in a car accident or you've ever been involved in an altercation, you feel drained the next day. Yeah. Part of it is that due to the epinephrine and the adrenaline dump. Like right now, do you see what's going on with the women getting assaulted on Rutgers University?
Oh, I heard something
about it. Yeah, the women are starting to carry mace with their keys in their hands.
Oh, yeah.
And Rutgers University response, the security staff response, was that women should not wear such risque clothing.
That was the response.
The first thing that they said. And the women that they had on the ship.
Not the fact that New Brunswick is a shithole.
But the women that were on News 12 were like, that has nothing to do with it. They should teach men to stop assaulting women and not tell us how to dress.
Right, exactly.
Which was a nice thing, because that always pisses me off.
Exactly.
You know, because she was asking for it. Yeah, because it was 10:30 at night. She was leaving a class going through the parking lot.
Stopping people and saying, excuse me, but could you mug me?
Yes, but they were assaulted. It wasn't full rape, sexual assault, but they were assaulted and some of them were robbed and everything. So, I mean, the problem is I sit and watch and I see people walk with their cell phones with no situational awareness. And you know it.
Yeah.
I mean, know it. You see it.
Yeah.
Well, it's your whole generation now.
So electronic.
You know, and that you don't have
sensory
that situational awareness.
With headphones on and they're texting. And
you have to, you just really have to be on your game. And hopefully all of this competitive shooting and everything will keep you on your game with that as well. And you just be aware of your surroundings all the time. Let people know where you are.
And go to college in a free state.
Go to college in a free state where you can actually defend yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
But we've had an influx this week of people coming in buying Lipstick Bodyguard for their daughters, nieces, and nephews.
Rutgers.
Because of what happened in Rutgers.
Wow.
All the local colleges and stuff. All of a sudden, everybody wants something. They're asking about our
Isn't
pen
Isn't it amazing
classes.
How it takes something like that to be in the news before
just
anybody? Just typical. The normalcy bias, they fight against it all the time.
So you're going to be the type where, like, your school friends, especially the males, when they see your shooter, they're going to fear you.
Which is good. Dad likes that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would.
They're going to fear you, which is good because they're going to be like, wow, this girl can can handle it. And I better be careful because she'll pistol whip me just for fun.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Which is
but,
great.
But, you know, you just better be able to handle it because you are going to get hit with some negative stuff.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
And don't take it personal. I mean, like me, the person spit on my car. I didn't lose any sleep by it. I kind of laughed at their level of ignorance, you know?
Yeah.
But you might get somebody that approach you and they find, oh, I hear you're like a school, a friend of a friend's mother or something. And you're just going to have to roll with it and always show you that you're the better person. And
handle
it professionally. Don't even argue back.
It correct.
It makes no sense because you're never going to change their minds, ever.
Yeah. Everyone has their own opinions.
Correct. Yes. And again, I spoke to it before on air and off air. It's like right to life. You know, there's no in between. It's one or the other, and there's no convincing somebody. You know, it's like saying I'm a little pregnant, right? Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. Yeah. You're not a little pregnant. So you're going to definitely, as you...
Eventually, there's going to be some negative comments.
Well, what's going to happen is just like Cheyenne, you're going to end up getting some media coverage or something because you're from a state like New Jersey. There's a stereotype that you're breaking. You're female, another stereotype. You're 15, another stereotype, and you're good. So this combination is going to propel you into areas and people are going to question.
Exactly.
And just be prepared for the first person that says you're crazy or you're this or your parents are baddie
baby
for letting
killer.
You touch a gun or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know, and especially like when there's always a tragedy looming around the corner because there's another crazy that's waiting to do something somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, that's when the phones ring. You know, the people want to hear what's going on. We just have a legislator in New Jersey, two legislators in Bergen County just introduced. They want mandatory training to possess a firearm.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Just to possess.
Possess. And we've been through this a million times. Let's get this straight. The Second Amendment is a right, not a privilege. To drive a car is a privilege, and driving it, there should be a test and licensing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To possess a car, you shouldn't have to take a driving test.
Right.
If you want to collect an old car, you don't have to have a driver's license.
Right. Yeah. You never have to
If
drive.
I want to buy a 32 Ford, I can buy it, have it shipped to my house. As long as I don't want to drive it, I don't have to take any tests.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? The gun should be the same way.
Absolutely.
All right. I can should be able to possess guns.
Yeah, a book. You don't have to take a reading test in order to be able to speak out
test.
A First Amendment test.
Don't
All right,
leave,
coming back.
Sophia.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Don't let anybody tell you that, it's corporations and businesses that create jobs.
Just remember that corporations and businesses don't build jobs. The government builds jobs.
The government does it. If it wasn't for the government, no one would be working.
And then taxes it.
There's that tax.
You know, we have our friend down in Philly, phillyguntraining.com, Jose.
Jose Morales.
Check him out if you're in the Philly area. Check out his website, PHILLY, guntraining.com. He's definitely the man that you want to talk to. What I wanted to just talk about was we had a ballot question on this election with the so we've given up our idiots in New Jersey have given up our constitutional right.
Yeah, to parole.
850,000 people voted to abolish having parole.
Yeah.
And 528,000 decided to keep it. So now a judge can decide
whether you ever get out of jail
bail or not. Yeah. Excuse me, bail. So. Nappins had cases like the guy in Saddlebrook that had 186 guns whose wife stabbed him. Nappins says that once this is signed into law, the Constitution's changed, that guy won't get out.
Wow.
He'd be in prison.
Well, because it's a gun charge.
Because it's a gun charge. So this is how you know what I found
was
are.
Very strange, and it is typically the low information voter. I had a conversation with a guy who's a really sweet guy. I mean, he's a devout socialist, but a very nice guy. I exercised with the guy, and I said to him, "How did you vote on that particular question?" And he's like, "Well, you know, I'm really liberal, but I really think that people need to have, you know, these repeat offenders really should have that." I said, "That's not what it's about, you moron." I said, "Why don't you, like, read something ahead of that?" I said, "You literally just gave the statist government the ability to now hold you in prison
forever. Indefinitely,
sure. I can delay your trial for 5, 6, 7, 8 years while you rot in the, in the penitentiary."
And for you guys and girls out there, on a federal level, the wave of Republican strength that came through, 62% of the governors in the United States are Republicans right now, 56% of the U.S. House of Representatives, and 52% of the Senate. And it looks like we're going to get another senator in Alaska right now.
Well, you know what's the exciting thing is the people who passed by huge margins weren't the typical Rhino Republicans. They were the people who everybody would call the Tea Party extremists.
But all Obama cares about is the 2/3 of the voters that didn't turn out.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
He said he heard them, too.
He heard them, too. He must have really good ears.
So here's my crying call to all of the 62% governors, 56% House, 52% of Senate. National reciprocity, national concealed carry, please. Attach it to an immigration bill. Attach it to a welfare bill. Attach it to a defense bill. Attach it to a parks bill. I don't care what you attach it to. And if it doesn't include a New Jersey, we'll take it anyway.
Yeah.
Just like Evan Knappen says, because under the Equal Protection Act, we'll sue and we'll get it eventually anyway. Because
right.
We're not going to get carry in New Jersey. Sophia, the day you turn 18, you get your firearms ID card and you register to vote, right?
Yes.
All right, that's you better. I'm going to mark my calendar on that actually, and follow up on that. You know, I went to vote and I showed my ID to the 106-year-old lady, and she said, "Oh, you don't need ID." I said, "Yeah, but I like to show it anyway."
Yeah.
A ton of our listeners Facebook post and emailed me. They wore Gun for Hire stuff to the polls. Ainsley wore Gun for Hire shirt, Gun for Hire stocking cap. I wore all Gun for Hire stuff. As a matter of fact, I may have left a Gun for Hire sticker stuck on the inside of the curtain in the voting booth. I'm not sure. But I showed my ID anyway, just for the hell of it.
Just to make a point.
So that's national stats. In New Jersey, of course, Cory Booker won against Republican Jeff Bell.
Wow,
but
gee,
he only won by 200,000 votes. And this is a guy who got money from Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Zuckerberg, Oprah Winfrey. He got all of his media money. So you see, Sophia, the underdog can do it, because here's what we had. Scott Garrett won his reelection. Unfortunately, Anthony Wilkinson, who was on the show, he only lost by 20,000 votes against Frank Pallone.
Oh, my goodness.
And Frank Pallone is a, you know, career politician.
Oh, he's been there forever.
And Leonard Lance won again, which we needed. Rodney Freeland-Heisen won, so we got two more Republicans in there. I've been watching the media, and, you know, talk about safety, Sophia, you're being a 15-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
In Mercer County, there's a lot of home invasions going on. There's a religious period that these Asian Indians go to their house of worship, and then when they come home, they wear all of their jewelry. And this is when the home invasions have been happening, Sandy. They wear 24-karat gold jewelry. So they went to the police department.
They're being targeted.
Yes, they're being targeted. So the police department had a public venue, a town hall meeting, and these people were pissed because the cops were saying, "Well, lock your doors and do this." We did lock our doors. They were smashed in, and we were robbed violently at gunpoint. And, you know, of course, they can't say, "Well, learn to defend yourself, you know, wait for the police to help you." But we don't have a statute in New Jersey for home invasion. There's no statute. So they list it as criminal mischief, or they list it as breaking an entry or something. Mm-hmm. But the laws aren't tough enough for that. And of course, our lawmakers want to write new laws to make it tougher if you commit a home invasion or something. So, you know, lock them up and throw away the key is what I've been saying for many years. But what they'll do with a violent offender is the opposite of what they would do to a law-abiding citizen like Shanine Allen or Brian Aiken.
Shanine Allen, because it's low-hanging fruit, and they don't have to worry about Shanine Allen coming and killing their family and, a gangbanger.
Well, the other thing is Shanine Allen had nothing to plead because she was innocent of everything. Right. These guys, when they get caught, what they'll do is Sandy and I break into these Asian Indian person's house. We threaten them and we rob them. We get caught. We get charged with possession of a gun, Graves Act, everything else. So what we do is we plead guilty to assault,
and they drop
the gun charge out. So we end up getting 6 or 8 months in prison for something that we should have got 20 years in prison.
Which is the exact opposite of what should really be happening, because the violent offender is the one you really want to try to, you know, punish and keep off the street.
Correct.
But they're not going to do that. They go after the low-hanging fruit, and they'll go after responsible gun owners. And this is exactly what happened. I don't know if you followed the case at all, but the Shanine Allen case, where she was just driving really to her – was her son's birthday – surprise birthday party?
Yes.
And she had a legally owned, legally licensed carry weapon that she was taking from Philadelphia. She was stopped as a routine traffic stop on the New Jersey Turnpike, or was it on the Atlantic City Expressway?
AC Expressway.
And did what you're supposed to do in Pennsylvania, said to the officer, I have a permit and I have a carry gun, and he arrested her. And they prosecuted her, and they would not allow pretrial intervention. And the prosecutor said, we want to send a clear message to anyone who's thinking about bringing a gun into the state of New Jersey.
Now, she understands this because she's 15. She can't own a handgun yet, or a long gun. Right. So it's under her dad's name. So he has to be present when she's competing and using it. But you see how your guns are locked up in the case and everything. Do you triple check the guns if they're empty before you pack them up?
Yeah, you have to, just in case, because, I mean, they're so strict here. Even you can't stop at the gas station if I want to grab something to eat or anything at all.
Isn't that horrible?
It's just amazing.
It's so
no
ignorant.
One else in the country believes this stuff.
So she drives to PA to compete. While she's in PA, they can stop and eat
anywhere
they
want.
So under FOPA.
You can open carry.
It was a breath of and relief to just cross over the state line and just be able to stop and get a muffin, you know, with our guns in the back.
What kind of muffin?
Banana nut.
Okay, I could eat a banana nut.
Banana nut
just
is
the
good.
Top of the
just
muffin.
The top. Yeah,
the
muffin top. You throw the
bottom
stump
part.
Away.
No, Winston gets that.
He gets that?
He'll eat the paper and all. He doesn't care. So, you're absolutely right. But then when you come back over the Delaware River to New Jersey.
It all changes.
The state that we reside in and pay taxes, and our representatives are here for us. And,
back to being uptight.
I do the same thing. I stop at the border. I say to my wife, get out and pee. Because we cannot stop from here to home.
And then I would imagine all the guns are secured at home.
Exactly.
They're not just laying around?
No. My dad's got all the codes and everything. I don't know anything, just as a precaution. And he's got them locked away. We got a safe in the basement. And he's got his firearm connected, I think bolted to his nightstand.
See? The safe.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, she doesn't know about Shanine Allen because she's in the basement measuring bullets that are coming off the Dylan.
That's right. Yeah, with her calipers.
Because dad probably tells her, you need 1,000 rounds for tomorrow.
Go downstairs
you better
and
get
measure
down
the
here.
Brass.
You know what we're doing when we get back home.
Other people are doing wash. She's in front of the brass tumbler.
Pulling a handle.
No, she's not pulling the handle.
Yeah, that's right.
Dad's doing that.
Dad's pulling
a
handle.
Although what you could do is you could load like 400 rounds with your right arm and then 400 rounds with your left arm.
Yeah, get the arm workout as well.
You don't have to be like a tennis player where the one arm is real big and the other one. You know, you look at the Serena sisters, the one arm will kill you. The other arm looks like spaghetti.
Yeah.
But that's good. Well, you're learning, and you're learning the cost of ammunition because it's obviously it's not free. And your dad made the right effect, you know, the right thing by getting a reloader, because you can control that load now, and you can definitely control the repeatability and keep the cost way down.
Yeah, my dad always mentions every hour we reload, we get $80 salary. So, I mean, it's worth it.
That's really worth it.
It figures he would do that. He would figure that out. He's a man after my own heart.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
So for you guys and girls that are listening and people that have kids, Sophia Newport Steele on Facebook. She will have a page on the Gun for Hire site in a week or so. I want you guys and girls to take a look at the pictures and the videos that she has on there. She definitely has warrior spirit, and she's going to be doing great things for us. And don't go away. I'm going to be giving you some advice in a minute. I just want to pitch two things. I talked about this last week, modelengineers.org, modelengineers.org in Karlstadt, right by the Meadowlands, a mile away from the Meadowlands Giant Stadium, November 14th, 15th, 16th, 21, 22, 23, 28, 29, and 30th, $7 for adults, $1 for children. It's a 10,000-square-foot facility with model trains and
cool.
Everything that goes with it, and you can go in and just mention Gun for Hire Radio when you go in. There's a $1 off coupon if you mention us. So,
Are we going?
I'm going. I want to go and check it out. I'm not really a big train guy, but I appreciate mechanical things, I appreciate their passion, just like gun people have a passion and any other collector. So please do it. We have a lot of the I do not consent, search it as bag at the range. I sent some down to SWAT Firearms. I sent some down to Square Circle Range. Red Dot Firearms has some also, and Evan Knappen's office in Eatontown has them.
Do a lot of the gun shops have them?
All the gun shops that have ANJRPC's news and briefs, it's our tag is in the centerfold that I do not consent. But we also have them at the range. Tons of people have been stopping by for them.
We've got some.
Please. They're beautiful. The last thing is we did this last year, and we have a Toys for Tots collection bin out front. Unwrapped gifts that have to be dropped off for children because they'll wrap them. They need to see specific gift it is in age group. Last year, guys like Ron Sousa and a couple other people, they just bought stuff on Amazon.com and had it shipped here. We had gun people are the best. Yeah. People ordered brand new Wii systems and had them shipped here.
Wow.
And I locked them up because we have it in the front hallway, and I didn't want the Wii to walk away. Or my staff, exactly.
Your staff would be,
to be
nothing
playing
would
them.
Get done.
So I'm going to go to Toys R Us like the day or two before. Last year, the Marine Corps, Bob Stalzer and the guys that run it, the Marine Corps League, they had to pick up like 10 times the box.
Wow.
I had to keep calling them to pick it up. And then they came back and they gave us a plaque and an award and everything because we had the largest collection center in all 17 years that they've been doing it. So open your pocketbooks. If you're going to go shopping and you're going to spend $1,000 for your kids, whether they're bratty or not, maybe you want to just take $30 or $40 and buy a gift, whatever the hot gift is, whatever's in your budget, whatever's in your heart, drop it off at the range when you're coming to shoot. Have it shipped here directly. Just make sure it says Attention Toys for Tots so that Jimmy doesn't open it and he goes in his office and plays with it or something. I'll go in there and they'll be playing Battleship or something.
Right.
We really appreciate it. I think it's a great cause. This is the second year we're doing it. It's our second holiday season at the range, so Toys for Tots.
And the children can use ammunition, too. So if you want to send the ammunition, send the ammunition.
No.
Just mark it to our attention.
Sophia's going to tell you what caliber, what grain, what powder.
We'll make sure it gets to the right place.
Now, Sophia, 25 cases of snatch and grab have happened in New Jersey in the past week and a half. The holiday season's coming, Sandy, mm-hmm. and snatch and grab is Sophia's walking, headphones on, and text messaging. And someone that can run like a gazelle runs by and snatches the phone right out of her hand, runs by and grabs her iPod, runs by and grabs her iPad, runs by and grabs her necklace around her neck. I've seen pictures of women. I had a police chief show me pictures of women that when the guy grabbed the necklace, he took skin, too.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, because I'm not being cautious. That necklace is right against your skin, and I'm not going to try to just pick it up off of your neck and pull it. I'm doing this. Sorry. But I'm using someone here as a test dummy, so sorry about that. But so when I do that in a violent motion, you shock turning in it, you're gonna get hurt. And now we have to worry about you have an open wound, and mm-hmm. we have to worry about the other stuff.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Ladies, you don't like to hear me say this because I hate to give in. You know, they say to prevent a sexual assault, you should dress like Mother Teresa, right? But we don't need flashy jewelry.
Right.
When you walk with a purpose, your keys in your hand, your lipstick bodyguard in your other hand. Once you get to your car, once you get to the safety of wherever you're going, then you can take the phone out and get immersed in your texting and everything that's going on in your world.
Not to work, not to hold packages in both hands and have an iPhone 6 like I just saw a woman on Madison Avenue and 54th Street doing. You could tell the tourists. And I came through the city from the airport to the studio, and here's this woman with her husband, completely like Iowa clueless, standing on the corner there. She's got two packages in both hands and her iPhone 6, just wandering up down the street. I'm like, you're going to lose that by the time you get to the next corner.
Especially a woman in heels, right? No. Now, you're 15 years old, but you've gone dressed up to events. How well can you run in heels?
Oh, I can't even walk in them.
Okay. I can't either.
Yeah, you do have a problem.
I can't. That size 14 heel, it just they fall right
it's
over.
An issue.
Break my ankle.
You're not supposed to
talk
about it. I'm not getting that vision out of my head now.
Let's talk about a woman in works in a city or whatever, so she's going to Short Hills Mall. She's walking towards her car. She's got heels on. She's got packages in her hand. She's got her iPhone 6 or 6 Plus in her hand, which is worth $200 on the open market, right? And we're going to get it unlocked because she's texting on it right now, which is a beautiful thing. Because when you get it unlocked, it's easy to change the passcode and disconnect to find my iPhone and everything else. So how easy? How much price? Now, I'm a guy. I'm in the mall, and I see you, have a really nice necklace on or something, with a nice pendant with diamonds, and because you just came out of whatever, Bailey Banks and Biddle, a high-end jewelry store there.
Yeah.
You're just setting yourself up for it. Again, I'm not saying that you should wear a wool blanket when you go out, but you have to say to yourself, all right, I'm not going out with my family to a function where we're going as a group. I'm going to the mall with my friends.
Yeah.
And predators look for prey, so
always got to be cautious.
Correct. So, comfortable shoes, obviously.
You know,
leaving vanity out of it. This is for all of our listeners, too, because her and I, we don't wear high heels. We just got that out of our system. But comfortable shoes. There's no reason to wear your entire jewelry collection when you go to the mall. And just observe it. When you go to the mall with your friends and you see the people walking around with their cell phones, they have no idea what's going on around them.
Yeah.
We talked about 6 months ago, Consumer Reports did an article about how many accidents, how many more people end up
walking
in the emergency
into manholes,
room.
Yeah.
Manhole covers, sores. I told you, I was standing outside the Apple store in the Short Hills Mall, and a woman, 18, 19 years old, walked past me and walked right into the Movado store. She walked right
into the glass?
Of the store,
like a
and then
bird.
She tried to look cool.
Yeah, you can't look cool.
And I made sure she knew I knew. you know what I mean? Like, I didn't turn my head away. I looked at her and I did one of these nodding my head back and forth like, damn, you're dumb. You know?
Yeah.
But she tried to look like, oh, no, I planned that.
I planned that.
You know?
I do this a lot.
Laugh it off.
So people have to be careful. It's good, to travel in groups.
Yeah, always be aware, especially when you're in like situations where it's not always the best lighting.
And yeah, that's good, best lighting. And you at 15 years old, if you say, Dad, I'm going to AJ's house, and then after AJ's house, we're going to White Castle. This is from my day. And then after White Castle, we're going back to AJ's house. If that plan deviates, somebody needs to know.
Yeah, my parents are always strict whenever I'm changing places or if I'm walking from somewhere. And, you know, especially now that it's getting colder, it's gets dark earlier. Exactly. So, I mean, my dad's always got the Find My iPhone. And, I mean, I'm always texting in with them and letting them know where I am. But, I mean, it's hard to forget. It's easy to forget, but it's good to always keep in touch.
They should know where you are. Exactly. You should report that. If there's any change, you should let them know.
Yeah. Or if the situation's bad.
And if something's bad, it's always better to err on the side of caution. I would imagine if you were honest with your parents, you'd have less hell to pay than if you get caught in a lie.
Exactly.
And for all of our listeners, you should make that clear to your children and your loved ones.
Absolutely.
Okay? Much rather they call you and say, I was at a party, I had too much to drink, would you pick me up?
Right.
Then let them get in the car and drive because they didn't want you to find out. So you should clear that with your kids, that there'd be a lot less hell to pay if they were honest.
Right.
Sophia Newport Steele on Facebook. She will be on the Gun for Hire page shortly. She's running Steele. We are so honored to have you on the show.
Absolutely.
You will be
so
on again.
Absolutely.
And I want you to get with Jimmy next week to work on the page, and we're going to get some other stuff for you. Okay?
So excited. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Listen, everybody on out there, Urban Carbine 3, November 9th. Marcus Max's Ballistics 101, November 30th. Urban Pistol 3, November 16th at Easton. Gun for Hire is having the first three-gun event, November 22nd at Easton. November 12th, if you want to learn how to holster draw or be able to holster draw at the range, we have one going on at Woodland Park. We have a one-handed shooting clinic November 20th. Stop by, say hi. Again, we have sweatshirts, we have morale patches, we have shot glasses, we have keychains, we have gift certificates and gift baskets for the holidays, okay? And Toys for Tots, please spread the love and cheer. There's a lot of people out there that could use it. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music, Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Sophia Newport, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, be safe out there. It is a nasty, crazy time of year. We love you. See you next week. From sea to the shine.